So anyway, one of the things I started off with this particular debate was Liverpool, synonymous with comedy, over the years has produced some absolutely fantastic comedians. You know, Eddie Flanagan was one of my favourites, and obviously it goes without saying we've got Doddy. And then there's a guy by the name of Stan Boardman, who joins us on the phone this morning. Morning, Stan.
Morning, Roy.
How are you, pal?
I'm sound as a pound.
How's the bin bag song going?
I don't know. You haven't played it yet, have you? I'm a singer now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm an old sense of comedian.
Oh, is that right? I see, yeah.
Not funny.
You must have seen some changes, Stan, along the way.
I think comedy has changed over the world. It's probably the television that's making it change, you know, with the different the cheap programs that they have, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of making a change. But comedy is comedy, and if it's funny, it's funny, and if you laugh at it, you laugh at it. And that's what I think it is. You know, that's all I think about comedy, is that if it's funny, it's funny.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you see on the television these days and you think, oh, that guy's got it?
Well, I think, you know, the way trends go, they change, you know. I've seen lads on clubs, I would call the variety clubs that are still about, they were absolutely brilliant, but they don't get the chance to go on television. So there's a lot of paid comedians who are actually out there working, you know, the sort of the old stuff, but you never see them. It's sad, really, that the only comedians that they put on basically the London shows, anything down in London.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that they're getting all that type of comedy down there because they don't like to travel, the producers and directors, to go up north to have a look at the brilliant comics that are knocking about, the young lads who are up here.
Yeah, I mean, the northern comedy scene was obvious, I mean, as was proved in the 1970s with the success of the television series The Comedians. And I think this is the thing, one of the questions I was going to add. At what age can you become a comedian? Because it's very young, much younger now, but it never used to be, did it?
Well, I think if you're a comedian, it's probably born in you. You've got a little bit of a sweat and so on. It's something in you that either comes out or doesn't come out. And there's certain things that make it come out. You know, it could be that you're out of work and you need to go to do something else, or you're sort. But if you're a funny man and you go into a bank or you go into a profession, then you never get the chance to do it again. So I think it's sort of luck, really. But you've really got to have it in you, I think. Comes from the days when you're at school and the teacher said, Boardman, you'll never be any good, you'll never make any money, you're always joking, and everything you do you laugh or you joke at. Mm. And I thought there was never going to be a job for me anywhere. I mean, in Liverpool, I think I had the first 12 jobs in 1 year, and I got the sack for laughing. Funny enough, one of my jobs, I got the sack for laughing.
Yeah, what was that?
I was driving a hearse. So it comes in you from school, and you know, if you were a lot of the comedians who you talk to, they tend to say that they did it when in the playground, you know, and it was a way of sort of stop getting battered up by the bullies. If you could tell them a joke, then the bullies wouldn't hit them, you know. And that's the way that's what I hear. But I think with me, I was in a class of 46 lads. And the banter that we went on from the playground to the dinner table to the, you know, the dinners that we had, and then going home and coming back and playing in the streets, I think that sort of lends itself to you know, especially Liverpool, when you live in council estates and in the town, and we didn't have a lot of money, and you sort of went to school dressed in, you know, silly clothes like patches on your kecks and a funny haircut, and everyone was taking the mickey out of you, and so you had to reply to them, and that sort of made you a little bit sharper, you know what I mean, rather than going to a public school or something like that, you know, where you really have to screw down to the lessons, you know.
See, this is the thing, what I've noticed, Stan, I'm not trying to make this a class issue or anything like that, but years ago, comedians had a tendency to come from working class backgrounds, whereas these days, I know with a few exceptions I might add, they predominantly come from university backgrounds, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of it came from sort of Monty Python and all them lads. They were all from university and all that, and the goodies.
Yeah.
The good news
Cambridge Footlights.
But they had the technology to be able to put the sketches that together at the time, you know.
Yeah.
So they were good at the time, and like everybody else, we all have our time, but we've got to move over and let the I mean, I heard a few comments that were made there from the people on the streets of Liverpool, and they seem to talk about the current comics, and that's the ones they've grown up in, and they seemed very young people who were making these comments, and that's all they can go by.
Yeah.
What's on television at this moment in time, you know, is the trend now to put these like sort of gay type comics on in everything that's on. I mean, I've never known how many. I mean, you count how many gay comics now are on it. So the trend is that it's gay. Where years ago it used to be macho.
Yeah.
I mean, the Billy Connolly's and all them are machos.
The other thing I would say, Stan. One of the things that you notice is, say for the sake of argument, look at football. You have modern day footballers who kind of like pay tribute to the past masters. That doesn't seem to happen in comedy.
Well, I think that was a sort of conspiracy by the comedy clubs to get away from that type of thing, you know.
Right.
And they brought out magazines and did it, and in actual fact, they degraded the old type comics.
Yeah.
And just to sort of make certain that the comedy clubs survived. Because the comedy clubs were getting people up, and I think they were great. They were good things, and they've had the time now. Comedy clubs, and the younger lads now, I think, and hang on, we'll go back to the old type of comedies. I've seen young lads coming up now, doing the old gags like that Tom O'Connor did, Peter Kay. I mean, we've had comedians in Liverpool for years, like Tom O'Connor, who talked the way Peter Kay did, the old days and what we're doing, walking into the kitchen. There was even, and then talking to your wife and all that sort of thing, and listening to radio. It's all comedy on situation comedy, you know.
Yeah.
And we had loads of comedians who used to do that sort of thing. So there's a trend at the moment now to do the same sort of stuff, you know.
Do you know what you're talking about? Just to finish on this one, Tom. Sorry, I'm calling you Tom then. Do apologize,
Stan. Right, I don't mind.
Yeah,
just, very funny man, Tom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. The thing you were talking about television there, do you feel as though perhaps maybe your reference to a certain German fighter plane may have prevented you from getting more on television?
No, I don't. The fucker wolf.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think what happened is that television started to change around about the 90s, you know. And if you look at the comedians that were going knocking about then, you don't actually see them on television anymore. There's no room for them people anymore, you know. For some reason, I don't really know. I think, you were right before. We don't, like in America, the comedians live forever. They loved going back and looking at the old kid. But they seem to, the young, I wouldn't say the young ones, but in the last 10 years, they tend to put down them type, the comedians, as being sort of old-fashioned. Well, they are old-fashioned, but at the end of the day, a gag is a gag, and if it's funny, it's funny.
Yeah, and it stands the test of time.
I think the thing where comedy comes from, basically, it comes from working-class people like dockers and all that coming home from work, going in the pub and cracking a gag.
Yeah.
And with this new type of comedy, you can't go into a pub and crack a gag because it's a routine that they do for an hour, you know, for half an hour.
Yeah. Stan, I've got to leave it there, I'm afraid,
okay, mate.
I've got other people to speak to. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Stan, are you out and about performing?
Yeah, I'm working there. I'm in Scotland tomorrow and London on Thursday, I think. Yeah, I never stop because what you don't see on the television, there's always the clubs and theatres and... I mean, you don't see Ken Dodd much on telly, but he's working
still out
every
there,
night, you know. And all the lads that I know, they're all working, working absolutely, you know, flat out. But they don't just have any more variety shows on television anymore, which is sad.
Maybe.
And I feel sorry for all the young comics, especially up north, who can't get on television. There isn't a vehicle for them like there was.
Yeah,
with opportunities like Seaside Special, Summertime Special. Yeah. You know, there's not that, and yet there's some great young comics about.
Right. Stan, good to speak to you, man. Take care, pal.
All right.
See you later.
Cheers, mate.
Hello. Stan Boardman, you know, iconic Liverpool comedian. He's still out there. He's still treading the board, so to speak. Make sure you go and support your man if you get the opportunity to do so. And you heard what